This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will engage with Bharatiya Janata Party booth-level workers in the national capital today through the Namo application as part of the party's campaigning in the run-up to the Delhi Assembly elections. The event will kick off with the slogan, Mera Booth Sabse Majboot, My Booth is the Strongest. With voting in Delhi scheduled for February 5, Prime Minister Modi will address the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program ahead of the elections. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and his ministers will hold a special cabinet meeting in Prayagraj today. All 54 ministers of the Uttar Pradesh cabinet have been invited to this meeting, which is expected to approve several significant proposals and schemes for the state. Following the meeting, the Chief Minister, along with the entire cabinet, will take the holy dip in the sacred waters of the Triveni Sangam. The cabinet meeting will be held at the Triveni Sankul in Arail, starting at 12 noon. The location was changed to avoid inconvenience to pilgrims visiting the Sangam. Initially, the meeting was planned at the Mela Authority Auditorium, but concerns over VIP security disrupting pilgrims' movement led to the shift in the venue. The Maharashtra government has signed 18 MOUs with investment proposals worth ₹4,99,321 crore in the field of steel, metals, renewable energy, infrastructure, cement, lithium-ion batteries and solar modules in the presence of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and senior government officers at the sidelines of the World Economic Forum Summit at Davos. Of the 4,99,321 crore, JSW will invest a record of ₹3 lakh crore for Maharashtra's green transformation. Fadnavis said the MOU signed yesterday paves the way for Maharashtra's comprehensive growth and development. In a social media post, Fadnavis said he is extremely happy to witness the historic ₹3 lakh crore MOU signing between Government of Maharashtra and JSW Group, with an employment generation of 10,000 in the regions of Chhatrapati Shambhajinagar, Gadchiroli and Nagpur. US President Donald Trump has signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. Mr. Trump signed an order seeking to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of people not in the country legally, as well as those in the country legally but only temporarily, such as tourists, students, and those on work visas. Agencies have been given 30 days to implement the order. It says for a child born in the U.S. to gain citizenship, at least one parent must be a U.S. citizen, a legal permanent resident, green card holder, or a member of the U.S. military. In one of the major orders, President Trump directed to withdraw from the World Health Organization, WHO. In his order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the Global Health Agency's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms. He accused the WHO of being biased towards China in how it issued guidance during the outbreak. Mr. Trump also signed an order to begin the process of withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. He also invoked emergency powers to expand U.S. energy production by reversing climate-related policies and facilitating oil, gas, and mining activities. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has said that he is hopeful of success in free trade agreements with India and some other countries, as he underlined that Europe needs cooperation with every part of the world. At the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos yesterday, he said this FTA talks should be more successful now than it was in the past. It will help if we have more free trade agreements with other countries and regions. Earlier in the day, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen also said that she will soon travel to India to upgrade a strategic partnership. The Chancellor said there are many regions which are working very hard to get it done. There is India, with Indonesia, with Malaysia, with many other countries and regions. He expressed confidence that these talks would get more success than earlier ones. Goals by Tanguy Cousins and Kane Russell helped the UP Rudras put up a clinical display to cruise to a 2-0 win against Team Gona Sika. And that is the end of this news bulletin.